Crisis in Britannia, Day 54. I'm Bunder Bard, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, we've managed to reestablish contact with BNN reporter Drennan Quick, who, despite the peril, has remained within the walls of the fallen city of Trinzik. Drennan?
Hail, Bundor. A few days ago, the undead built a structure near the city's docks. For the past few days, all attempts to identify its purpose have been met with failure. Until last night. I have with me two of Trinzik's citizens. Can you tell the listeners what you saw last night?
Well, we was fishing last night, keeping an eye out for them undead thingies, when me and Rastlin heard a noise. Nearly spooked the skin right off my bones and dropped my fishing pole in the water.
You're taking too long to tell the story, Rand. Let me tell it. Like Rand said, we was fishing and we heard this here noise, so we hide behind that tree over there and watched the building. We saw Malibel open the door and walk inside. She was in there a long time.
Yeah, at least an hour. Then she came out with at least a dozen other people. Or maybe they were skeletons. I couldn't tell from where we were standing.
A dozen? Are you sure? That place doesn't look big enough to hold even six people.
It was definitely at least a dozen. Don't know where they all came from, but we saw them.
Well, Bundor, it seems we have another mystery to solve here in Trinzik. I'm going to sign off now. I'll report again should we learn anything further.
Thank you, Drennan. We'll do our best to bring you any new information from Trinzik. May the virtues protect the brave men and women trapped behind its walls. And that's the news. You've been listening to BNN. I'm Bundor Bard.